We are joined in the media center following the NHRA Virginia Nationals by our funny car winner, Ron Capps. Ron has won for the 62nd time in his funny car career, 63 times overall, the fourth time on the NHRA Nitro win list. That's fourth all-time force. Schumacher, Bernstein, and Ron, your 63rd win. It is your first win here at Richmond. What did I say? Fourth on the all-time NHRA Nitro win list.
Right, because he was tied with Dixon. Behind
John Force, Tony Schumacher, Kenny Bernstein, and now Ron.
Really? There's got to be something.
Yeah.
This is according to Lewis Bloom.
Wow. I was going to say, I have a different stat, but we can discuss that.
That's impressive.
Well,
we
can certainly. Well, let's continue.
Let's continue on.
It is your first win here at Richmond, third final round. Two wins this season. You won Atlanta. This is a back-to-back win. Of course, crew chief Ron Tobler. Strange day, fun day. Start us off first round. Walk us through your day.
First, Joe, that's our 30th win together, Ron Tobler and I, and just since 2012, which is incredible to me. First round. We qualified so well, and we did have the one hiccup, Q3. The car quit down there, but it did break the belt. And we were pushing to see how many runs we get on our new belts, which were twice as many as the old belt, and we were real happy with it. We gave up 3 points, but I think that's what, and I talk about it all the time with Tobler, trying things when we can under race conditions. Obviously, you don't want to do that on Sunday, but to do that, risking what really happened. But we did know that the car ran good. So we knew it was on another high 390. So that's four great runs we would have had in qualifying. And going into first round against Jim Campbell, you obviously Jim Dunn, you know, he's a legend for a reason. You don't take him lightly. And especially today with the weather being hotter, just go up there and not make a mistake was my mindset. And I know Ron Tobler was going to put it about where we went in the heat of the day on Saturday. So it went out and ran 399. Tried to stage shallow and all that stuff just to keep lane choice in case we needed it. And we did get it over Robert Height by a little bit. But, boy, you talk about first round at Funny Car. Everybody was throwing down low 4.0s. So to be only 3 second run was definitely a feather in the cap for Tobler.
Second round, Jimmy Prock versus Ron Tobler. We always talk about driver versus driver. But in that case, it's crew chief versus crew chief. Loaded up. You launch the car, instant smoke. He had the same problem. We love seeing great runs down the track and close battles, but that throttle pedal race where you're trying to get the power to the ground, those are exciting. 6 second ET wins the race. What went through your mind? Do your best.
If you had a live mic in my helmet, you would laugh because I'm probably talking to myself like, don't do this. Because you hit the gas and you do not expect it. Force did it right in front of us, but you don't expect a Ron Tobler car to do it after you watch somebody. Both cars right up in smoke. So now you give a quit. You let off the gas, and you got to wait for those Goodyears to slow down. But you're also listening. Is the other car in trouble? Which it was. And I thought, okay, here we go. This is against one of the best guys there is in Robert Height. So I waited what was an eternity in my mind, but still isn't. And then I gave it another hit, hoping it would hook up and take off. It didn't. It went right back up. And at the same time, I'm trying not to blow it up and over rev it. So each time you're hitting it, it's like ice, and it's 11,000 horsepower. So that's two of them. So then I waited, and I said, all right, calm down. And I probably said it out loud in my helmet. And then I squeezed the throttle about eighth of a throttle, and the car just kind of took off, and it was just driving. It was like a tractor. It was a trip. And I'm just driving along quarter throttle, and I could hear him go one more whack, and then I could hear him on the gas. And then I slowly started easing onto mine. And I mean, so slow in my mind, and it was just like driving a car. It was going, and when I saw that it was going to be hooked up and I was at half track, I went all the way to the floor, and it just took off. And then it put a cylinder out and started driving me to the left, so I had full crank to the right. I could hear him out my side window, but I didn't want to look, and it's already going towards the center line, and I just wanted to get there and hopefully not cross and lose 5 points, which we did because we crossed just after the finish line. But I didn't want to add insult to injury and DQ on that run and lose that run. And I went through there, hit the button on the steering wheel like I always do. And as soon as I let off, I was right on the center line, and he came flying by me. So I went, uh-oh. And I didn't have time to look at the guardrail for a wind light, so I didn't know until we got now down around the corner and I saw that they pulled him away from the TV people. But you talk about a run, and I said it down there. Robert came over, and not very often with the competitive nature that we are, He came over smiling. We had a great talk down there about how fun that was, even though he lost it. You know, and that's a tribute to Don letting me go do the fuel altered at the March meet. Because that so felt like one of those fuel altered runs. And the dirt car racing I've gotten to do all over the years, those are when those moments of driving those different cars help those moments. And again, I can't stress enough, it's the tune-up. Because there's a lot of cars out here you could not do that abuse to, and it wouldn't stay together. And probably have the body blown off at a half track. So you put all those together, and it was nice to give the guys back something.
With that run, you lose lane choice to your teammate, Tommy Johnson, but you're able to get by him in the semi, setting up the big final round. You and JR have run the final a couple of times, Indy, then Charlotte last year, and now you have won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you know, JC, obviously, he's, you know, one of Tobler's assistants that Tobler kicked out of the nest in the past. He's tough. And he will be there for the championship. They are every year. We end up having to battle them for a championship. So we knew they were going to be tough. They had lane choice, like you said, and just went up there and tried to not make a mistake. And the car put a cylinder out at 1 second. We were in the left lane, and here we are again. I've got full crank to the left on it, and I'm going straight with my arm cranked as hard as I could. My right leg on the throttle moved out of the way so I could turn it even further, and the car was going straight. And I started to let up for a second. It started to go to the center line again, not knowing what Tommy was doing. And I knew a cylinder was out. Last year's Dodge body, I would have been over the center line. But this new Hellcat has so much more downforce on the front, and I've talked to you about how twitchy it is, and I've had to be careful. That is what helped me stay right in the center lane. I watched the replay on our camera, and I was like, wow, I can't believe a hole out, and I was able to keep it straight. The tricky part is, when do you undo that and hit the parachutes at the same time? And you got to do that in your head, and I have a button on the wheel, so that gets a little hairy down there. But I saw the wind light, and that's all that mattered.
Final round against JR?
You know, we got ready to roll up, and I saw about 120 Coletta members walking around up there, and all I'm picturing is the mosh pit. And I'm like, I need to spoil the mosh pit. I don't want to lose and watch the mosh pit at the starting line. I'm friends with a lot of those guys. So it was impressive to watch them all walk across in front of my car. And I thought, man, I don't know if they did that to intimidate me or not, but they had lane choice. And to be honest with you, I was surprised they picked the left lane. We were in the staging lanes back there, and Richard Hogan came over and we talked about Montana days and the Montana Express. And I asked him what lane. He said he was picking the right lane, and I knew we were getting put in the right lane. And I just kept my mouth shut, and I told the guys, don't say anything on the radio. Just keep our mouth shut and just hope they stay over in the left. Not that I knew what was going on, if the left was better or worse. I just knew if Richard Hogan's picking it, it's got to be darn good. And without lane choice, it was nice. We rolled up there. Once the car started, they couldn't switch lanes on us. And Tobler told me in the trailer, he said, I don't know what smoke the tires all day at the hit. Everybody's had problems. But we're going to put it just like first round when it went 399. And I rolled it in there, and obviously it went a little bit slower, but that's what he went up there to do. So vintage Ron Tobler.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Questions for Ron Capps.
You in the back.
You in the back.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your victory. Can we expect to see the black body at the next race?
It's unfortunately, the Napa breaks thing ends at the end of May. Now, Friday qualifying is the end of May, so I don't know if we can get one qualifying session in, but I think we're done with it. It's pretty impressive to put two runs in the winner's circle on a special body from a great sponsor like Napa, but I just had an idea that maybe we'll put it away and bring out the countdown, because it's had pretty good success. So I don't know. It's been fun, man. It's just the fans got behind it, and the black and gold, just something different. I'm ready for my blue and gold car, though.
There you go. Ron, thank you very much. Congratulations.
As a photographer, blue car.